The aged king resolves to fight unaided with the dragon. Accompanied by 11 chosen warriors, he journeys to the barrow. Bidding his companions retire to a distance, he takes up his position near the entrance to the mound, an arched opening whence issues a boiling stream. The dragon hears Beowulf's shout of defiance and rushes forth, breathing flames. The fight begins. Beowulf is all but overpowered, and the sight is so terrible that his men, all but one, seek safety in flight. The young Wiglaf, son of Beowstan, though yet untried in battle, cannot, even in obedience to his lord's prohibition, refrain from going to his help. With Wiglaf's aid, Beowulf slays the dragon, but not before he has received his own death wound. Wiglaf enters the barrow and returns to show the dying king the treasures that he has found there. With his last breath, Beowulf names Wiglaf his successor, and ordains that his ashes shall be enshrined in a great mound, placed on a lofty cliff so that it may be a mark for sailors far out at sea. Part 5. The news of Beowulf's dear-bought victory is carried to the army. Amid great lamentation, the hero's body is laid on the funeral pile and consumed.